losses in business in the Caribbean. Yesterday, St. Kitts and Nevis Prime Minister Dr. Denzel Douglas said the campaign had cost his country untold millions of dollars. He criticized the OECD, saying it had unfairly targeted what he called weaker countries. But Dr. Douglas said he was confident that the financial services sector in the Caribbean could still grow, with clean money, as he put it.
Now, Caribbean countries have tied their commitments to the OECD to a level playing field. But Jeffrey Owens, the head of the tax department at the OECD, told me the organization will not accept conditional commitments to tax transparency.
The choice is either you commit or you do not, yes? And I don't think that progress in any one country can be conditioned by an action by all. Now, what's the situation today? Well, we have 31 countries, 31 jurisdictions, in fact, that have made the commitments we're looking for. We have 28 OECD countries that have made that commitment. You're right, Luxembourg and Switzerland decided for a variety of reasons back in 1998 that they could not endorse this report. But what's important, and I think this isn't well known, but what is important is that both of these countries are participating in a constructive way. And if you look at the report that we put out in 2000, there you will see, in fact, that regimes, harmful or potentially harmful regimes in both Luxembourg and Switzerland are listed. They are identified, yes?
But why have they not been listed as uncooperative?